This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better.
This is episode number 24. Hello, soulies. It's your favorite life coach, Allison, here. And today, I want to talk with you about living and being and creating a world that is both and. Let me read to you the definition of a paradox. I just Googled this. Paradox is a seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement or proposition that, when investigated or explained, may well prove to be founded or true. So, here's one of the things I know a lot of shit. One of the things I know, and I bet you know too, because you know a lot of shit. One of the things I know as I have grown and learned and beed throughout this life is that, so for example, I think one of the first times I really got a paradox, like deep in my bones, was this time that I felt really, 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 really successful, and yet I didn't want any more. In the sense, so let me see if I can explain that a little bit better. So the reason I felt successful was because when I lay my head down on the pillow, whatever the verb I'm supposed to, the conjugation of that verb. When I lay my head down on my pillow at night, I felt deep satisfaction. I felt deep contentment. And I felt a bit of guilt and shame around that, because in the business world I was in, everybody was 10xing or growing or doubling their business. And I didn't really understand that I could live in a world where I could want more and be content with what I have at the same time. I think that was the first time. I'm sure I lived a whole life of paradoxes, but this is the first time it really like exploded my mind into that. Just because I wanted to grow my business or add more to my life, and y'all know that I'm always saying more is not better, better is better, but that if I wanted to add more, it didn't mean that I wasn't deeply content. And I also remember being troubled by, well, if I'm this content, well, then I'll just chill in the hammock and I'll never create anything new. And my coach at the time kind of, I slightly remember his chuckle, and it was like, we live in a paradox, don't we? And so I want to talk about the both and, because I know that giving myself permission to be both and has given me so much more grace, so much more permission, so much more of an open mind. And when I have an open mind, I'm able to create solutions to any problem that I come up with. So I'm going to share with you a post I wrote on Facebook the other day and then ended up creating a blog. And then I'll develop a few more thoughts from there. This was the week that in the United States, somebody killed, there was another mass shooting. This one was in Las Vegas. So this was the week of Las Vegas. And also the same week that the fires in California were started. And it was a real big, heavy grief week for me. Real big, heavy grief for me. Actually, I would even go so far as to say circumstantial depression versus clinical depression. So this is what I wrote. This is the world we live in. This is the world I create. One where both and exist. The news is both tragic and devastating. A friend dies. a beloved ranch burned to the ground, and a young boy takes his own life. And a new gene is discovered to cure a disease. I woke up alive and I have clean water to drink. And a new baby was born today. And so many people are loving and good and helpful. I am both success and failure. So many things have not worked out, or I've changed and moved on, goals I haven't met, and I have landed in places doing and being things for work that I never imagined or could have planned. I have never written and published that book or, quote, made it big, and almost every day I get a note saying how something I said or a call we had or something I wrote had a big impact on someone's life. I am both totally making a living doing my thing and still wondering if I'll ever make it, whatever that means. I am both global and right here, right now with you. I am both love and kindness and openness, and I feel deep anger, fear, and doubt and judgment daily. I am both love and light and shadow and darkness. I am both rejected and despised and deeply loved and desired. I am both driven and content. I am both thirsty and satiated. I am both in love with learning and growing and reading and coaching and emotions and art. And I adore escaping into a TV story or endless seasons of true crime shows. I consume both Cheetos and cold-pressed organic green juice. I am both truly happy and hopeful, and I am often melancholy and anxious. I am both wildly confident and shamefully insecure at the exact same time. I am the breath of life on the sliding scale. I am both the sun and the moon. I am both the ebb and the flow. Standing in the yard with the cold wind blowing in my wet hair while the dogs bark at birds flying over. Nothing social media worthy, yet I am alive, I am here. And it is enough to be me, all of me, just as I am, both and. A few more topics came up recently as I was teaching business coaching business model, business planning. Goodness gracious. As I was teaching business planning to my clients last week in the Soulful Success School, it was really fun. We were talking about the difference between being in the launch phase of your business, being in the growth phase of your business, and being in the achievement phase of your business. And as a business owner, those three phases, the actions you take and the things you do and the money you spend and where you spend it is completely different. And so it was really fun to talk to this group of people, and it was interesting to see some of their both ands, right? And what I love was there are a few people who are beginners, and to give themselves permission to be a beginner and a master. And that's something that's true for me. This podcast is still relatively new. Soulful Success is still brand new. And I am both a master and very experienced. And I'm also beginning again. I am both and. And so it was so fun to let them come up with their list of what they are on both sides of the paradox. Because otherwise, here's what happens if we don't allow ourselves to see ourselves on the sliding scale, or to see ourselves as existing in the paradox on both sides of the scale at the same time. What we do is we confine our possibility. We smush our possibility into either or. And I realize that there's times when we can either or ourselves to death and we don't make a decision. But what I have found is it's not making the decision that is holding most of my clients back. What's holding most of my clients back is the wild freedom of both and. I just spoke with a gal today. It was so fun. She was talking about how she's really trying to be more playful and fun and share some of her what was the word? I can't remember if she used weirdness. And she said, I can't be weird and professional. I'm trying to realize that I can be weird and professional. And I said, here's the deal. This comes up about foul language all the time, cussing. I know I've got the worst. Terrible habit. And yet I also think the F word is funny. Terrible habit. And I think the F word is funny. So it was interesting because I've heard that many times people say, oh, you can't cuss and be professional. Well, that's what does professional mean? You know what the word professional means? I get paid. And I have a very specific client who on my old website, I actually had a couple of typos on purpose and I had the F word on my homepage because I wanted to use those two things as a filter. And one of my clients contacted me and she said, I love that you have the guts to use the F word on your webpage. And we'll just have to do a whole nother podcast about using foul language in a professional context. Anyways, it just is so funny to me because I am both a little loose with my lips and I'm a professional and a well-paid professional. And it hasn't kept me from getting the clients or the gigs or the jobs or the speaking engagements where my right-aligned clients are. And so I've been able to express more of my whole heart. And this is what I want for you. Are you able to have your cold-pressed green juice and your healthy diet and every once in a while enjoy a freaking potato chip without the shame, blame, and guilt? And obviously, each of you in your authentic self get to decide the parameters, right? I am not the boss of you. And I love the idea of both and. Another one that came up that I think I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on. I've started making lists. I'm working on consistency, y'all, of some of the topics. And one of the topics, there was a gentleman that it was actually was very inspired by his Facebook ad. I really did not want to buy what he was selling, but I love the story he told. And I am a big fan of this. There's a phrase I use for myself that I use for my clients, and it's remembering my I am-ness. I remember who I am. And when I write out the words, I am, I write in capital letters as the Spirit of God, I am. And remember who you are. And what was so interesting is his post was written as the other end of the paradox. It was forget who you are. Forget who you think you are. And he told these stories about how he would work with these clients in extreme ways. And so I love this idea of I am both remembering who I am and forgetting who I think I am. And I love this whole new aspect of what elements of myself, as I remember who I am, what elements should I forget? You know, if I were to forget who I think I am, lowercase. And so that was just another area where both the both and came up. So I'm curious, dear Soli, where, when you assess and review with curiosity your own life, your own thoughts, could you use a little bit more room to both and yourself, to give yourself a more broad perspective, to open the dialogue with yourself a little bit more? Can you be both really positive and happy and joyful and in grief at the same time? Can you be broke in your bank account and yet feel deliciously rich at the same time? Because I know you can be rich in your bank account and feel broke in your heart. Those are my thoughts today on both and. I am the breath of life on the sliding scale. I am both the sun and the moon. I am both the ebb and the flow. What I'm sharing might not make a pretty picture on Instagram, but yet I am alive. I am here, and it is enough to be me. And I hope that you remember that it is enough to be you, my dear. Thank you for listening. Thank you for referring a friend. And if you like what you hear in this podcast, I'd love for you to come and check out the Soulful Success School for Life, or add the plus biz. It's my monthly live coaching and teaching community for both better life and better business. You can find all the details at www.coachwithallison.com. That's coach with ALLISON.com. And if it zings with you, I'd love to have you join, even if you only try us for a month. Thanks again for listening, for leaving a 5-star review on iTunes, and for sharing with a friend, and I'll see you next week.
This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better. Better is better.